Illumination. Plants mutate, we change by our thought. Plants are always changing. Animals are always changing. All these things in life are changing. And we too change. It's not that we want to change because we are not good. It's just that our ideal purpose, our ideal beingness, our ideal reality lies before us. If our ideal reality lies before us, why is it we did not start out perfect? Why is it we did not start out as the ideal of whatever it is that we're ideal about? Why is it that that didn't happen in just that way? Well, now, it's a good question why it didn't happen in just that way, because we have not chosen to live in our perfect, wonderful beingness because we have, by our choice, chosen to be affected by our universe. If we had the ability, and we do, if we had the ability to think our thought, to consider who we are and what we are, and realize that there is not another thing on the face of the earth that is important for us, except for us to be ourselves and be happy. Be ourselves and have fun. Now, can any human being, can any animal, can any essence that has ever been created be itself and have fun? Well, yes, it can. Now, why is it that it doesn't do that all the time? Well, it runs into challenges and obstacles. It runs into other people's worlds where they say they do not want something or that something is happening that they do not like. And instead of changing their thought about it, they just immediately say, well, that's just the way it is. That's the way life is. That's what life is doing to me. And I cannot do anything about it. And so with that relaxation of thought, with the idea that nothing can be done about it, nothing is done about it. And whatever is there is there. Now, fortunately, and I do like to repeat these numbers, the 7 billion people on Earth. Fortunately, the majority of the people on Earth, the supermajority of the people on Earth, are not having trouble. The supermajority of the people on Earth are living wonderful, beautiful, tremendous lives. Oh, they're not living in their ideal form as much as they could, but they are close to it. They are close to it because they have not accepted the negativity of other conditions to be their reality. They have not accepted those things that appear before them to be real. They have not accepted what other people do in the world as real. In fact, they will not allow themselves to even be concerned about it. Think about the possibility that right next door, the family is having a problem, and you are in your house, and you are not having a problem, and you are having a happy life, you are enjoying yourself, you are doing all the things that make you feel good, and you don't even know that they are unhappy. Well, they're unhappy because their thoughts. You are happy because of your thoughts. Now, we have the privilege of thinking our thoughts. We have the privilege of thinking about our neighbors and their unhappiness or not thinking about our neighbors and their unhappiness. Sometimes they think their unhappiness so loudly that it comes to our attention, but we do not have to think about it. We can move away. We can go away for the day. We can do whatever. We can turn on the music in our home. We can turn on the joyous experiences in our home so that we will be unaware of what is going on in the world that is unhappy and that is unkind. Now, to positively illustrate this point, around the world are hundreds of people, thousands of people who are having problems. Thousands of people who are upset and uptight about one thing or another. And as these people have these experiences make them feel unhappy. They make them feel unsound. And the rest of the world doesn't even know about it. We don't oftentimes know man's inhumanity to man until we choose to put our nose in there. Now, if we want to make our world into the world that we believe in, the world of love and peace and honor and joy, the world of truth and goodness, the world of wonder and magic, then that's where our thought is. And we will not mutate from our original purity of wholeness and perfection, our original wholeness that we are, our ideal wholeness that we are. We are the ideal wholeness. We are designed with our original purity and integrity, but we have allowed our thoughts sometimes to mutate from that original purity and integrity to something less. People do this occasionally. Not all people. If all people did this, really, if all people did this, the world would be not as good as it is. But the world is as good as it is, but the world could be even more better. It could even be more wonderful, more fantastic, more joyous. It's up to us where we have our thought system. Animals mutate from one experience to another. Their lifestyle mutates. Man, too, mutates in a way. But it's only because he allows his thought to think that that is what he wants to do. You might say a man mutates in his mind from the ability to not know how to drive to the ability to know how to drive a car. Because that is a learned experience. But it's really not a learned experience. Man always knows how to drive a car. But if he wants to drive in a community or in a world, or if he wants to drive in a circumstance which involves other people and other people's driving habits and other people's lack of driving habits, then for him to be a good driver, he must learn how to drive according to what conditions he finds himself in. Now, if he finds himself blissfully in a world of ideal drivers, then he will be in a world of ideal drivers. If he finds himself blissfully in a world of ideal people who unconditionally love each other, and it starts with him, then he will find himself in such a world. The illumination we have for who and what we are is specific, definite, and wonderful. The illumination for who and what we have is dependent entirely upon what we do with our thoughts. And what animals do with their thoughts, truly. All mutation takes place only because our thought allows for it. Because truly, animals would not mutate if they did not think about it. They would not change if they did not have that thought in their mind. Animals have a mind. Whether we like it or not, all creatures have a thinking capacity. And all of us have a thinking capacity. We all have the ability to think and to know and to realize just who and what we are. And we have the ability to apply that thought to what we are and to everything in our world. We have the ability to be illuminated and to live our life beautiful, fantastic, and lovely. And our thought makes our skin, makes our sight, makes our relationships, makes our world exactly what it is. Our illumination takes place by our thought. What thought do you want about yourself? What thought do you want in your world? What thought do you want in your life? What experiences do you want? What mutations do you want? Then think those thoughts and watch them come to being in your world, in your life, and in everything that you are. Have a lovely day and think beautiful thoughts, because that's the truth about you and the truth about me, now and forevermore.